At this time, Cassius 92.7 brings you the Trojan Sports Report with all the latest news on Chambersburg Trojan Athletics. Now here's your host, Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores.
Good afternoon, Trojan Nation. Today is Wednesday, October 30th, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report. I'm your host, Jeremy Flores, and I want to thank you for joining us today only on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio as we recap and look ahead at what has been going on with Trojan Athletics. So it's still playoff time here in Trojan Country, and I just want you guys to stay tuned as we update you on how our teams have performed this postseason so far and where they are headed next. So first up, let's take a look at the past week and how our Trojan athletes performed on the fields and on the courts. So first up, varsity girls volleyball, they traveled to Southwestern High School this past Saturday for the first round of the Quad A District 3 playoffs. Unfortunately, the number 13 seed Trojans fell to the number 4 seed Mustangs by a score of 3-1, with set scores of 17-25, 25-20, 5-25, and 14-25. The team had another great season, though, finishing with an overall record of 12-7. And in reflecting upon this past season, head coach Ty Freeland said, "Of those 7 losses, all came to teams ranked in the top 6 in the district, 2 to Central Dolphin, 2 to Cumberland Valley and Southwestern, and then 2 to State College, which won the Mid-Penn Commonwealth Division. So we're right there," he said. Once again, just congratulations to the team on a great season, and we want to wish our seniors the best of luck next year. Varsity football finished their regular season this past Friday night at home with a big 49-7 win over the Thundering Herd of Carlisle. That evening, we also got to recognize 87 seniors between the football team, cheerleading team, sports medicine staff, and the marching band, which was an awesome experience. If anybody had told me at the beginning of the year that we would get through 87 seniors in just under 15 minutes and still kick off at 7 p.m., I would have think you would have been lying to me. But somehow we pulled that off, and so kudos to everybody that was involved in helping make that night a success. That win, though, over Carlisle, that 49-7 win, propelled the team to a final regular season record of 6-4 and made it just into playoffs as the 8th seed in 6A. So this is the second year in a row the team has qualified for the postseason, and I'll have more details on that game later this show. Varsity boys soccer, they traveled to Dallastown this past Saturday for the District 3 Quad A quarterfinals against the number 1 ranked Dallastown Wildcats. And the team battled the entire game, had a lot of shots on goal early in the first half, but eventually fell 1-0 off a goal scored in the 79th minute. So to keep that in perspective, Dallastown is a team that is ranked nationally, and according to the Southwestern AD, I believe they were ranked 10th by some polls in the country. So for our team to go toe-to-toe with them for 79 minutes and have a couple chances there to win it as well, is just a great testament to how well the team played. So Dallastown, they currently have an undefeated record of 23-0, and so I think it just shows how well our team played in that game. So they have a lot to be proud of. And reflecting upon that game, Trojan head coach Corey Groves said this, "I was proud of the boys with the way they played. It was a huge compliment when the Dallastown coach said we were the best team they had played all year." And I would have to agree with Coach Grove on that comment as well. So congrats to the team on a great season. I would also like to ask, though, that everyone here in the Trojan community and Trojan Nation, though, think about and pray for Kenan Korkutovic and his family. He was injured during that game and is currently at Hershey Hospital recovering from a tough surgery. So as we get more information here of opportunities where you guys and the Trojan community can support him and his family in this time of need, we will be sure to communicate all of that with you as well. So moving on, varsity cross country, they competed this past Saturday as well. Saturday was a busy day. We were all over the place, York County, Cumberland County, but they also competed in the District 3 championship meet this past Saturday at Big Spring High School. The girls team came just short of qualifying as a team for the PIAA championships by finishing in fifth place with an overall team score of 173 points, which was just 5 points short of tying Hershey, who finished fourth. Coach Monheim said, "Initially, I was almost in shock that we didn't make it. I didn't think we won, but I thought we'd be close, a close second or third. Getting 173 points almost always gets you in." Two runners, though, qualified for the state championship from our team, Cameron Kaiser and Olivia Rick. They finished in 9th and 22nd place, respectively, with times of 18 minutes and 52.8 seconds for Kaiser and 19 minutes and 29.6 seconds for Rick. And Coach Monheim said, six of our top seven runners are back next year, so this should be something that they will remember. The boys' team finished 8th and also placed two runners in the PIAA State Championship meet in Braden Boyd and Zach Yorkovich. Coach Ambrosio said, "I thought we did as well as we could do. We had two seniors, a junior, and four sophomores, and of them, two underclassmen will run at states." He said, "That's pretty good considering we lost two of our top three runners this season by injury." So congratulations to those four runners. I'll have more details on the times of their races here later this show. But again, that's a wrap-up of how our teams were doing last week in district playoffs and to finish out the regular season. So kind of as I went through all that, if you want day-to-day information or nightly recaps of how those teams did, you can follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics or Instagram, which is also CASD Athletics. There we post final scores and articles from Ed Gottwalls and Independent Broadcasting each and every evening. And so if you just want quick highlights or you want up-to-date information, feel free to check out those resources. So once again, if you're just now tuning in, we would like to welcome you to the Trojan Sports Report here on 92.7 FM Trojan Radio. We are live here every Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., and we also have a rebroadcast of this show every Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. So now that we looked back at last week and how the teams performed, let's take a look at the week ahead and where our teams are in playoffs and where they're headed here this week. So let's start with cross country. As I mentioned before, we have four Trojan runners that qualified for the PIAA Championship meet. They include Cameron Kaiser, Olivia Reck, Braden Boyd, and Zach Yorkovich. The race is held at the Hershey Parkview course, which is just next to the Giant Center, off to the right when you're pulling in there at the Giant Center. So the girls' AAA race is set for 11 a.m., and the boys' AAA race is set for 1:15 p.m. So good luck to each of those runners here this Saturday. Stay tuned once again to our social media accounts, and we'll keep you updated on how the four of them performed. Varsity football. They begin their District 3 playoff run this Friday night at the number one seeded Wilson Bulldogs in Gursky Stadium. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m., and just a reminder that all tickets at the gate are $6. The Trojans, though, as I've been reading a lot from local news reporters and people throughout District 3, and we know this personally because we've seen how our team performed, we're not a normal 8 seed. Our four losses, you know, with our 6-4 record, came by an average of 4.4 points. So this should make for a great game Friday night up in up near Reading and in at Wilson High School at Gursky Stadium. If you cannot make that game, though, the game will be broadcast online through the Wilson Media Pros Facebook page, and we will post where to watch that stream again on our website and on our social media accounts as well. So we hope that Trojan Nation, though, can get up there and support the football team, our cheerleaders, and our marching band Friday night, again November 1st at Wilson High School with kickoff set for 7 p.m. Two other big events that we have coming up, though, here in Trojan Athletics. We have our fall National Letter of Intent signing ceremony scheduled for Wednesday, November 13th at 3:15 p.m., and that is located in the Cassius Library. And so it's a great event where we get to recognize all of the hard work that our athletes, their families, their coaches put in into their career here at Chambersburg. And we get to celebrate them competing and taking their career to the next level, whether that's at the Division I, II, III, or NAIA level. It's just a great experience, a great time just to celebrate their accomplishments because it's the culmination of everything that they've put into over their careers. So again, that's our Fall National Letter of Intent signing ceremony on Wednesday, November 13th at 3:15 p.m. And then as we kind of wrap up our fall sports, We are already thinking about our winter sports season coming up. And so that season begins November 18th, but we have an informational parent meeting scheduled for Thursday, November 14th at 6:30 p.m. in the Cassius Auditorium. So if you want the latest information from our athletic administration, from our sports medicine staff, and most importantly, our coaching staff, come on out Thursday, November 14th at 6:30 p.m. in the Cassius Auditorium. This is for athletes in grades and parents in grades 7 through 12 looking to play either girls basketball, boys basketball, wrestling, or swimming and diving. And just as an FYI, all those programs are for students in grades 7 through 12 except for swimming and diving, which is only offered for students in grades 9 through 12 through the Chambersburg Area School District. So I hope to see you guys there for that meeting. And once again, that's Thursday, November 14th at 6:30 p.m. So with that, we're out of time for today's show. For more Trojan Athletics information, please follow us on Twitter at CASD Athletics. Follow us on Instagram or check out our website, which is www.casdonline.org/athletics. So thank you for listening in. We will be back next Wednesday, November 6th at 1:30 p.m. for another version of the Trojan Sports Report. Only on 92.7 FM, Trojan Radio. And don't forget to listen to a rebroadcast of today's show at approximately 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. Go Trojans!
You've been listening to the Trojan Sports Report with Chambersburg Athletic Director Jeremy Flores. Join us every Wednesday at 1:30 for another episode of the Trojan Sports Report, only on 92.7 Trojan Radio.